I came out against it first thing Friday afternoon, and today Stephen Palazzo, that's a congressman from the coast, came out against it. So this isn't a, you know, it's obviously not a partisan issue. You got a Democrat and Republican both saying this is nuts. Well, you know, the thing about it is, who in the world has ever heard for volunteering to commit economic suicide? This would kill the tourism industry in this state. This would kill jobs in this state. And, you know, it's obvious to me that somebody has been playing footsie with the federal government and trying to cajole them into putting the nation's nuclear waste in Mississippi. It's a bad idea. It's a crazy idea. And it would kill the economy of this state. And I'm 100% against it. I'm glad that Congressman Palazzo came out against it today, because this issue is not about Democrats or Republicans. It's about Mississippians. And we don't want the federal government shoving this nuclear waste down our throat and our state leaders aiding them in the process.
Do you expect anyone else to come out against it?
Oh, I think you'll hear plenty of people come out against it. I was disappointed to read that the governor said that he was interested to hear more about it. There's nothing to hear more about. The people of Mississippi do not want their state turned into America's nuclear dump, period. There's nothing to study. And the idea that somehow if this nuclear waste got here, it wouldn't stay in Mississippi is crazy. This is opening the door to turn our state into the nation's nuclear dump. We've already invested billions of dollars in Yucca Mountain. Let's put it there in Nevada and quit trying to shove it down on the people of Mississippi. And the Mississippi Energy Institute ought to be ashamed of themselves for trying to pull this type of harebrained scheme.